back in history, Gottlieb made skee ball that, then a little shuffle bowl that game, and then in later years, Dave Gottlieb, who was the law, said that's the end of those things. We're building pinball games, and that's it, period. And of course, it was one of the wisest decisions ever made. So being able to produce as many of them as we did, we were able to establish a level of quality and economy through through production. And the pinball business, as it was evolving, was a steady business. And the distributors all had customers that had locations that the prime spots had always wanted a new game every few weeks. And the other items, bumper pool and the ski bullet and the bullet and things like that, were just kind of like single shot. And you didn't, there's no way to run a production facility where you have to all of a sudden hire a lot of people, produce the hell out of the thing, and then that's the end of it, and then hope for something else. And same just with the pinballs exclusively, we were able to maintain our employee level. People learned their jobs, they were good at it, and there was no point in trying to get into anything else. We had a period of time when all of a sudden the switches wouldn't work. The contacts wouldn't make contact. It turned out that somebody in purchasing had bought a lot of hand lotion for the ladies that were assembling the switches, because the switches had rough edges on them, and they would touch those contact points and defy continuity. A million of them. We built a game, what was a game with the pop-up post? Guys and Dolls. Great idea. Sent out the samples, they worked fine, went into production, all of a sudden the pop-up posts were breaking and falling apart. Turned out the supplier was shooting the stuff out of acetate instead of nylon. They looked identical. Well, you've got several hundred people all sitting there twiddling their thumbs while everybody's tearing down all this stuff and putting it together again.